5 degrees and it feels like minus 3, I don't know. If it feels like minus 3, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's been brutal. I get up there, go outside to get the paper for my wife, and I hope that they picked up the sanitation at the same time, but they didn't, so I'll have to go out again. But this has really been brutal. But I think the one thing is that because it's been so cold, when I go outside, I actually take better care of myself. You know, I really dress up. I don't try to be a hero and run out in a long-sleeve T-shirt. I put on a sweatshirt, I put on a jacket, put on my gloves. So I think that's kept me reasonably in good health. But wow, it's been a long time since we saw any weather like this.
Definitely bundle up, man. I'm one of those people. I'll go outside in shorts and a t-shirt to run down to the mailbox or out to the storage room or something if I had to, but yeah, not in this weather. Even just to go outside to get a package or, you know, get a food delivery or something, pants, sweatshirt, something, bundle up a little bit. I washed my hands this morning when I was getting ready to leave. I didn't realize my girlfriend washed all the little towels that we have in the kitchen, so I just shook my hands dry. When I put my hand on the metal handle of the storm door, I could feel it. It was like when you put your hand on an ice cube, it was starting to freeze. The door handle was that cold. That's crazy, man. I don't remember it being this cold for weeks at a time, you know, in my history.
Yeah, I think the last time that I remember, but I can't tell you exactly how many years, but it could have been 10 years ago, because I think we had some major storms then. But I remember one year, it seemed as though it snowed in October, and the snow stayed on the ground until almost April. It was just one snowstorm after another and cold weather. But this, I don't remember. I remember winters years ago where we had sustained cold, even one winter where we were near zero for quite a period of time. But it's really been a long time, and yeah, it's a good test of the furnace. I'm pleased that my furnace has handled this so well and kept the house comfortable. A couple of things that I have to deal with, though. One part of the house, the outside where the drain pipe is, probably doesn't get any sun at all. And I guess there was snow melting coming down the drain pipe, and it's all frozen, one complete frozen mess. And not much I could do to melt that. So, and there's other things. Some of the rooms I found that were comfortable 3 weeks ago are really cold now, and I'm going to have to do something about that. KQK, Andy.
And 2PJG. Our heat keeps up. It keeps up to about 68 or so. If you set it any higher, we usually don't set it higher, but if you do, when it's like this, it really struggles. It'll take like a half hour to go up 1 degree. And it's just too much baseboard in the bedrooms and not enough out in the living areas. So it's kind of weird. If you leave the bedroom doors open, it kind of works all right. Yeah, we don't have any freezing problems, but I do have, like you said, my driveway, there's a parking lot in front of the place, and that gets some sun. Then we have a private driveway on the side of the building, and there's no sun at all there. So we're going to have, ice and snow there for, like you said, probably well into the end of March.